What's up, guys? This is the Toasty Podcast, Toasty Slice. I'm just going to give you guys a little quick news update on one article that I find, and I'm going to put it on every freaking day because you know why? I need practice. I need to get better at this podcasting thing, and I've decided to put my nose to the grindstone and put my freaking money where my mouth is. Let's get toasty. So Fauci actually told us recently that he doesn't think we're going to have lockdowns, even though, despite everyone else's opinions, and even though I see all these articles about how we probably will have lockdowns again, and Tim Pool and these other guys are saying, yeah, we're probably going to have lockdowns again in the big cities. I actually believe them. I think that we probably will, just because of how things are going. But here's what Fauci says, you know, the god of diseases, essentially, is what they're trying to make him out to be, which I don't think he is at all. He says, I don't think we're going to see see lockdowns. This is according to Politico. It was also reported on a lot of other news outlets. I use Ground News. If you guys have not seen Ground News, go check it out now. Best news source you can find. They aggregate tons of news outlets for you and tell you what bias they are. Fauci also warned, however, that things are going to get worse as the Delta variant continues to spread across the U.S. Speaking of this, guys, I'm actually a server. One of my jobs is a server at BJ's. Well, one of my coworkers was like, talked to me about vaccines, and it was so interesting. I think she might be like 20. I don't know. She goes to college probably. I'm not sure. But obviously won't say her name or anything. But the thing is that we have to wear masks again because BJ's is a California-based company. That's probably why, because most of Texas doesn't really care still. We're still good. We're still chilling. So we're wearing masks in. And I'm like, man, this sucks. You know, hey, wearing masks, whatever, right? Comments, blah, blah, blah. And then she asks, she's like, have you been vaccinated? And she asked it like that. I'm like, whoa. No, what's going on here? She's like, well, she's like, okay. Like as if. That's all she said, right? But it was she was implying that, okay, you're not vaccinated, so obviously you wear a mask. Why are you complaining? Type thing, right? And I'm like, you know what? I didn't even want to talk about this that much. But here we are, again, talking about it. So anyway, weird conversation I had with her. She's 20 years old. I wonder if that's common. If that's common among, you know, the 20-year-olds, the 19-year-olds, that's not a good thing. That means they've won. They've done their manipulation game, and you're done. You're not going to think for yourself type thing, right? I would lead that into other topics, but that's a huge generalization, and I get that. So anyway, back to this report. The nation's top infectious disease expert, said Sunday he did not expect the U.S. will need to re-enter lockdown as the Delta strain of the coronavirus drives surges in new cases across the country. Wowzers, guys. Wowzers. You know, it's interesting. I also had another conversation with a guest that was there. You know, one of my it was a party of two. They sat down, and it was two older ladies, and, you know, we're having a good time or whatever, and they actually requested that I take my mask off. Hello, this is an ad. And if you don't like that, that's fine. But trust me, it's good info for you. You have to have a podcast hosting platform if you want to start your own podcast. And that is actually one of the questions that I get asked the most often. It's not politics. It's not society or culture. It's how do I start a podcast? Well, this is how you freaking do it. You start with Blueberry. You can start with SoundCloud if you want. You can start with Anchor if you want, because it's free. You can also start with Podbean, but let me tell you something. I've tried all three of those, and they do not work that well. Whenever it comes to the analytics department, they do not do anything for you. They don't show you your stats. They don't let you look at Spotify stats separately or iTunes stats separately on their own, because technically, it's not your podcast. It's theirs. And that's what this boils down to. Blueberry lets you use your own podcast however you like. They only let you use their service for hosting. It's all it is. It's not a here's my content, do whatever you want with the type of thing. It's a here's my content, please store it in a safe place. And that is all they do for you. The other thing they add is they give you a plugin for your website on WordPress. So I have a WordPress website for our stuff, our content, all of everything we do. It's toastercreations.com. So this is like a double whammy. Two ads in one, bro. Anyway, if you go to that site, you'll see all of our posts are also our podcast episodes. That's how they do it. Blueberry lets me post a blog post right up onto my website, and immediately it's a podcast episode, and it goes to all the podcast platforms automatically. That's what Blueberry does for you. And right now, if you go and sign up and use our promo code stay-toasty, you get one free month to check it out. See how you like it. If you don't like it, well, then you can stop and you don't have any commitments. There's no contract on this, guys. It's month to month, no matter what. That's what's beautiful. So check it out. Let us know what you think. And if you don't like it, well, then suit yourself. Back to the show. And I was like, oh, interesting. She's like, yeah, we just want to be able to see people's faces again. Just take your mask off. You know, we're in Texas, right? And I'm like, oh, well, you know, this is a California-based company, and that's kind of how this goes, right? I have to wear it. But you know what is interesting? I don't know if I really care that much. Like, I would not mind, you know, if they were like, we're going to mandate this, and you're going to get fired if you don't wear it. I don't know if I would give a crap. It's a third job. It's not my main job. Not worried about it. And I feel like that's not uncommon. I feel like my sentiment's not uncommon. So what happens if they actually mandate vaccines? Crazy, right? And you know what's going to happen? YouTube's probably going to demonetize this or whatever because I'm talking about vaccines. But you know what gives, man? What gives? I just want to talk about what I think, you know? And everything is biased these days. There's not really – even unbiased news has a bias. And what if it's just time we get it out there? You know, what if it's just time that we go ahead, say our opinions, get them out there, start talking, and make some things happen, right? And that's my tagline, Toasty Creations, a media revolution. So what am I doing, you know? This is it right here. This is it. And guys, if you haven't already checked it out, I'm glad you're listening today. But go check out my website, toastycreations.com. We have the podcast there, and we also have apparel to make the show great. So basically that apparel is you get apparel and you're donating money to us in a way, if that makes sense. I don't like the donation method like Patreon and all that stuff. I just don't feel good about it, even though I'm offering you guys great content. I didn't even know what to say. I was going to say sick. Then I thought about saying dope. And I stuck with great, great content. And I love that, but I don't want to do it that way because Patreon is woke and, you know, I know everyone uses it, so I decided, you know what, I'm going to design my own apparel, I'm going to sell it. If you guys want to buy it and support the show, freaking fantastic, that's awesome, love you guys for that. Go to toastrecreations.com to do that. Otherwise, guys, keep listening, like, and share the show, sharing being the most important, because that is how we grow at the Toasty Podcast. With all that said, I'm going to keep reading this. We're looking not, I believe, to lockdown, but we're looking to some pain and suffering in the future because we're seeing the cases go up, which is the reason why we keep saying over and over again, the solution to this is to get vaccinated, and this would not be happening. Those were Fauci's quotes. Amid the rise of the Delta variant, the CDC recently recommended that masks be worn indoors in areas where transmission is high, even among those who are fully vaccinated. So your whole reward for being vaccinated is absolutely moot at this point. So, interesting. Interessante, I say. Interessante. Anyway, these old ladies came in and they were talking to me and they're like, yeah, we don't want you to wear a mask. And I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, awesome. And then I still wore it, of course, because I had other guests as well. I told them, like, sorry, I can't do that. And they were like, I told them, like, you know, it's funny you guys bring that up, though. I have a podcast. Of course, always podcast plug, bro. I'm plugging it everywhere. Podcast, podcast, podcast. And, you know, they were like, oh, really? Oh, my gosh. They were excited, right? And they actually said, they were like, the first thing this lady on the left says is, do you know what the X-22 report is? Guys, if you don't know what the X-22 report is, you can go look it up if you'd like. The X-22 report is a pretty, I would say, at this point, it is far right kind of conspiracy stuff. You know, the X-22 report are probably one of the biggest news sources that came out with, you know, Trump is going to come back. He's the next. He is still the real president, guys. You'll see that kind of thing, right? And you know, just interesting stuff that you're just like, wow, you know, that's a crazy, that's a really thought out, you know, theory. And I won't deny it. I won't say that, no, that can't happen. Because like I was telling this lady, I said, look, we're at an unprecedented time in American history, in my opinion. People are being very, very, very divided. Of course, we're in a culture war. We have been for some time. And I said, if that were to happen, I would not necessarily be crazily surprised. Because new things can always happen. But the reason people are so against it or like, no, you're crazy, is because people think about their history when they're thinking about what could happen, if that makes sense. They don't think about unknowns or unprecedented things happening, or, you know, things that have never happened before. They think about the history. Well, historically, it hasn't happened like that, and elections have always been, you know, perfect. You know what I mean? That kind of thing, right? And you're like, well, okay, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it can't happen. But I'm not arguing for it either. So don't get this twisted, guys. Anyway, X-23 report, she brought it up, and I was like, what the heck? It was funny. It was just funny. I was like, dang, even her, huh? And then she starts talking about the Trump thing, of course, and I'm like, okay, awesome. And I said the same thing like I said to you guys. I said the same thing to her, you know, unprecedented times, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, starts talking about, I kind of brought that into a little bit of like fitness stuff, because I'm super into alternative health, right? I'm into that, guys. I actually believe in like the fact that there are real substances out there from plants or whatever that can cure a lot of things that we have problems with in today's society, be it sleep, be it, you know, energy, be it all that stuff, right? Caffeine is natural, so there you go. That's just one example that's obviously caught on in our society like crazy, you know, over the past, what, 30, 40 years or whatever. But there are other things out there that can do things that you would be mind blown about, right? I mean, take nootropics, for example. Those are really catching on now, you know, but they've been around for a little while, and they do support focus, your mental faculties, all that stuff. They like get it going. They get it popping, bro. Anyway, I was talking to this lady about that. She's like, oh, well, my daughter is a doctor in alternative medicine. And I was like, oh, stuck the landing. Hey, you know what? Put her on the podcast. So I gave her my card, and I'm like, let's go, brother. So we'll see what happens. She might be on the show. That would be sick. And I would love to have someone talk to me about holistic or alternative health stuff. You know, my problem is that the stigma is insane. The stigma is, you know, well, you know, it's like hippies, you know, that's what you think of when you think of holistic, you think of hippies, right? I want to change that. That should not be the stigma, because it's not real. Like, guys, it's nowadays you have every white girl out here has essential oils, you know? So what are you talking about? Talking to me about being a hippie because I'm holistic. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. That's insane. Take creatine, for example. That's another freaking medicine. That's another supplement that can actually be used in a lot of different things besides weightlifting. Like, it's been, you know, that's how it's been advertised. You know what I mean? It'll help. Oh my gosh, that was like a weird echo. Yeah, sorry for the stutter, guys. Anyway, it helps your, like, if you have arthritis, it probably helps you with that. It helps with your bones and everything else, like your strength and all that stuff, you know, when your body doesn't produce enough or whatever, you know what I mean? So anyway, all that to say, guys, that's two things I wanted to talk about. Probably not going to have lockdowns according to Fauci, and I am having good conversations and might have an awesome guest on the show coming up, guys. And that is all I got for you guys, got for you today. That is the Toasty Slice. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Please share the show, subscribe, and stay toasty. Thanks for listening or watching if you're on YouTube. You can find us at all the podcast platforms there are in the world. You can also find us on YouTube and follow us there. We are available everywhere. Please share the show if you liked it. The only way we grow is if you share, and that means you care. You can find me at The Real Sky Day on all social media platforms, and you can go see our website at therealskyday.com. See all the stuff we have to offer. We also offer apparel, and that actually does help out the show. therealskyday.com/shop, of course. But above all else, stay toasty. Toasty.